This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last time on Aftershock.
Cassandra Wallace.
Please turn around slowly.
And who are you?
Vice Admiral Fortis, United States Navy.
I don't think the mainland is going to be habitable for a while.
Wait, what do you mean?
Some reservists at the refugee camp were just talking about something spreading down by the marina.
What was that?
Oh, just the rocks, see?
Sometimes I think I'm cracking up, Lay.
How's that?
I keep hearing Wayne around every corner.
You've escaped a serial killer, a seasoned interrogator, and the worst explosion in modern naval history. Surely we have a common enemy that's bigger than either one of us.
You're talking about the virus? The one your guardsman says isn't here?
Look, if the virus is here already, I mean, Cassie, there are tens of thousands of people up at the refugee spot just sharing water bottles and food and...
And that's not the worst of it. Either Michaela snuck out and somehow got this whole thing started.
Or someone else is making people sick.
There's a problem with the boat.
Someone put holes in it.
In a straight line, about a fist's width apart?
Well, how did you know that?
That's how Wayne does it, when he wants to make sure someone can't escape.
So you knew Briggs was on Catalina?
I was afraid he was, yes.
Because of the holes he made in your Zodiac?
And the sick people. You know, the folks coughing up blood down at the marina and the body bags being carried through this camp. Who else could have done that?
Do you know where Briggs contracted the virus?
Okay, you can call him Scott or Briggs or whatever, but is it okay if I just call him Wayne? That's the only name I know him by.
As you wish.
Thank you. Sorry, what was your question?
What made Briggs sick?
Oh, nothing. He never showed symptoms.
Not ever?
Not that I saw. We figured out that he was a carrier after people got sick who came in close contact with him. I imagine the blood work you did on the Chillingworth confirmed that.
We? Is you and Lilihua Masters?
Yeah. And if you have that information, then you also know that Wayne got the virus at the spring on the island.
Yes, I do. But it's always good to have confirmation.
You don't... Like, trust your sources or whatever?
As I mentioned, Captain Dover is not fully himself lately, so I appreciate the cooperation. Where on the island is the spring located?
I don't know. No one does. Wayne found it our first or second day with Maud, but she died pretty soon after that, and Wayne didn't tell anyone where it was. He just always made the water runs. You know, I didn't think anything about it at the time.
I see. So with Briggs at large on the island, why did you stay on Catalina? Why not just leave?
Cassie, we have to leave. She's right. Remember last time? There was like 10 minutes between us finding out about Wayne and him finding us.
We can't let him capture you again. I can't lose you. Hey, I don't want that either. But we have to think this through. The sun just set, and we don't have a boat.
And the place to find a boat is at the marina, which is full of sick people.
There's another marina on the island, isn't there? Dad took me a few years back. Oh, Two Harbors? It's a couple hours hike. The terrain isn't good. It's really exposed.
Do we want to be walking around in the dark?
I don't. That sounds crazy.
I agree. I think we have to sit tight tonight.
Are you serious?
It's safer here. There's only one direction Wayne can come from. We can keep watch all night.
And then at first light, we can head to Two Harbors?
Actually, we can go get my Zodiac. I stashed it on the other side of the island when I landed. It's a long hike. We'll have to find gas on the way, but I have the key, and it's a surer thing than trying to steal something at Two Harbors. My Zodiac's fast. It's big enough for all of us. It'll get us out of here.
Okay, and go where? Any idea?
What about Mexico?
Mexico?
I have citizenship for my folks. U.S. Navy doesn't have jurisdiction. The quake didn't touch it.
Well, you don't have your passport on you, do you?
I have my face. And my Spanish, and the town my folks are from.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea.
I'm not sure the Zodiac's gas tank can get that far.
We can try. Hug the coast, and if we have to make a pit stop somewhere for gas...
Or bring an extra jerry can on board with us, if we can find one.
It's an idea. Let's keep thinking about it while we make dinner.
I can't eat. Wayne could show up any...
He could, but I don't think he will. He announced his presence sabotaging the outrigger. If he wanted us dead, he'd waited until he found us.
That doesn't make me feel better.
No, but supper will.
I'll help. We have to make food without a fire tonight.
Right, I'll take the first watch. Eat up. It might be a while before we get another meal. And then, you know, try to get some sleep.
Hey, grab my fishing kit, yeah? I left it just outside with the rope from the outrigger. It's in the plastic bag.
Yep, I'll bring it back in when I come.
Cassie?
Yeah?
Be careful.
Promise.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Why didn't you come straight to the refugee camp? Briggs wouldn't show up here.
It was after sundown.
A curfew.
Yeah. So I had to wait until morning, and then when I showed up, it was full. So I came back day after day until I finally got in.
Why not at least report Briggs as soon as you suspected he was at large on the island?
Because I could be wrong about all of it. I've been seeing Wayne around every corner since I got here, and I'm like half convinced he's here and half convinced that I'm going crazy, right? I mean, he made those holes in my boat, what, 5 days ago? Or 6 or something, and he hasn't killed me yet, so, you know, so what? I roll up here and I say that some serial killer with a deadly virus is loose and they divert guardsmen that they need on a wild goose chase.
Except, if Briggs isn't on the island, how do you account for the people getting sick?
I'm here. I got your message. Come out, wherever you are.
All the oxygen free.
Thanks for coming alone.
Yeah. Figured you'd be watching the outrigger.
Yeah, I saw you picked up another stray teen. You weren't having an affair with his dad, too, were you?
You got my attention. What is it you want?
Actually, I have a name question for you. What's Cassie short for?
Sorry?
I was talking with Dover a while back before he died, and I realized I didn't know if you were a Cassidy or a Cassiopeia or...
Cassandra.
Damn. That's a hell of a name to walk around with. You're shaking.
Yeah, sorry. I can't seem to help it.
Try. I don't deserve it. Not from you.
No, it's not that. I thought you were on the boat when it blew up.
No. I was given a second chance.
Are you serious?
Crazy, right? Dover was taking me to some lab I'm sure I'd never have left alive, and we both ended up going overboard. I was as good as dead. Then some random couple pulled me out of the water, brought me back to life. Me?
So you took your second chance and came after me?
I'm not here for you. You being here was as much of a surprise to me as me being here is to you.
That's pretty hard to believe.
Is it, though? What are the odds that two refugees would end up at one of the largest refugee camps in North America?
So, you're here for the refugee camp?
My good Samaritans were headed here on their sailboat, although by the time they showed up, no room at the inn.
So you stayed at the marina?
Yeah, it's not great down there right now. You might want to steer clear if you want to stay healthy.
Okay. What do you want from me?
Other than the name thing? Well, since we're both here, know that if you ever rat me out again, I will kill you. And anyone you love. We had an agreement to keep each other's secrets. You broke it.
I made that bargain as your prisoner, fearing for my life and... Wait. Did you break it?
Sure did.
You told them about Michaela?
Not until you ratted me out to Dover.
You fucking piece of shit.
Watch your hypocrisy, Cassie.
I'm not the hypocrite.
You and your code of only taking lives that, what, pass your sniff test? And then you go and rat
I would have taken it to the grave, Cassie. I gave you my word. But you broke.
Oh, because you're what, a man of honor?
Yes! I fucking am!
She'll be on the run for the rest of her life.
Oh, join the club.
She doesn't deserve it.
Most folks don't deserve the life they're born into that lands them in prison. I'll spare you the violins. But guess what? I didn't come up in the private school system with organic produce in the CRISPR.
So fine. If I tell anyone about you, you'll kill me. Okay.
Anyone else? Yes. Same for Michaela and Leigh. Which should go without saying, but I'm giving you a pass this time. I got a second chance, and you get one too. I have compassion for the situation you were in. I imagine when you met Scott Briggs, it was unsettling.
I'm sorry, what?
Mark Dover read Scott Briggs' file to me. I assume he read it to you.
You're Scott Briggs?
I was. The island changed me. Remember? You gave me that. Without you, I wouldn't have known about the island or gotten there in that fucking kayak or tried to convince people to throw their guns away. All this shit that turned Scott into Wayne. I just want to get back there. Not only for me, for everyone, because Cassie, I don't want to kill anyone else. Watching those people die who saved my life. I'm going back to that island alone. Just me and the wind and the waves. I just need you to keep your part of the bargain so I can do that. Okay?
I mean, what makes you think you'll be alone? People showed up on that island almost every day.
Maybe there'll be good people this time. We can all live together outside of U.S. jurisdiction. If not, I'll do what I have to. As long as you do your part.
Look, the Navy already knows about you and Michaela. I mean, what's there to tell them?
They don't know I'm alive. But you do. You saw the sickness at the marina. You know where it came from. So this is your one warning. Keep your mouth shut.
Okay, that's no problem. I'm avoiding the authorities, too.
Piece of good news. I don't think Dover reported Michaela before he died. He was on a mission to go find her himself. No backup, no delegating it to someone under his command, which is what you'd expect, isn't it? So I think he kept the intel on her to himself. I'm not sure why, but I think it was part of his whole containment thing.
Containment?
Which is smart, really. I don't think it was his first rodeo.
Wait, that boat exploding wasn't an accident?
Oh, no. That Dover guy, he's no fucking joke. All that mattered to him was making sure my virus doesn't spread. And he'd gotten it down to me and Michaela, so he was...
Wayne, I need to be really clear here. You're saying that the Navy officer who interrogated us blew up his own ship and killed everyone on board in order to stop the virus?
Yes, Cassie. Which is why I don't feel real bad about knocking him out and kicking him overboard.
The U.S. Navy?
Yes. Which is why you should figure out how to keep Michaela a secret for... you know, ever.
Jesus Christ.
Or you could come to the island. There's room for all of us. Sometimes I think you need me.
Thanks, Wayne. Scott.
Wayne. Scott died in the quake.
Wayne, okay. Yeah, I agree. Not to come to the island, but to never tell anyone about you.
Anyone else.
Right, anyone else. And you leave me and mine alone. If you hadn't put holes in the fucking outrigger, you could leave for the island right now.
I have another ride.
Great. Okay. So, what, we just walk away now?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we do. I'm grateful to you. I get that my gratitude may not be much to you. But I bet you were a really good teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Don't say anything back, okay? Let's just leave it at that. I'll walk away first. You don't have to turn your back on me. I promise, if you let me just live out alone out there, you have nothing to worry about. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Walking away now.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
Shh, 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 shh.
Cassie, is everything...
Get your shoes. I need you to come with me.
Why?
I'll tell you outside.
Okay, I'm coming.
Guys, what's happening?
Is it my turn to take the watch?
Lay, please don't shine that in my face. I need Michaela for something.
You're shaking.
I'm fine.
Hey, Cassie, whatever's going on, we all need to know. Yeah?
I need Michaela to help me move Wayne.
Move Wayne?
Please let me explain when I'm back. We only have a few hours until dawn and...
Move his body?
I'll help.
You can't.
Why not?
He's dead? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, he's dead.
Holy shit.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Oh, wait, okay. Julian, stay with me. I'll explain, but they have to do this just then.
Thanks, Lei.
Yeah, take my flashlight.
What is going on?
Let's make some coffee. We have a lot to talk about.
Okay, hold on, wait. Did you kill him?
I did.
How?
You don't need to know.
Cassie.
He's not gonna hurt anyone else.
Cassie?
I left him under Lay's kayak. We need to move him somewhere out of view. And we need to burn the body.
Did you get anything on you? Anything that can infect?
Nope, I was careful.
But his blood?
There wasn't any blood. Please keep moving. We don't have much time.
Cassie, stop!
What?
I want to hug you.
I'm okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need your help now.
Yeah, you got it. Tell me about it.
I don't want you to know.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It didn't sound the way you think it would.
That's right. It was strangely, quiet.
It takes a piece of you, ending a life. Even for a good reason.
Do you get it back?
I don't know yet. Your hands, are they burned?
It's from the rope.
From the outrigger?
Yeah.
Cassie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you want any of the creamer? I think this one is French vanilla.
I take it black.
They didn't have mugs like this at the refugee center.
I might have liberated a few things from a camping store in town.
I knew I liked you.
Careful, it's hot.
Thanks.
Kaden, so I'm gonna tell you some intense stuff, yeah? So if you want me to stop and give you a chance to process, whatever, just let me know.
Okay.
Okay. Michaela is carrying a deadly something. We think it's a virus, but it's not like she's seen a specialist or anything. She's not sick. She's immune. But anyone who catches it, they're dead in a day or two. Okay, from what we can tell, it's body fluids that transmit this thing. So spit, blood, all of that. Julian, you with me so far?
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay. Gonna try this again. Michaela is carrying a deadly virus that kills everyone who catches it.
That's why I can't hold her.
Right.
I thought she didn't like me.
Julian, do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I think so. Michaela is a danger to everyone. What's the virus?
We don't know. She got it on the island, the one we came from.
Okay.
You aren't taking this like I expected.
You've never seen her work. Her murals are... Someday she'll paint the next Guernica.
Right. Okay. Also, Wayne was also a carrier.
Oh. Is that how he killed people?
Some of them, yeah. And if Cassie just killed him, she needs Michaela to help her move the body.
So Cassie doesn't get infected.
That's right. Julian, you really understand what I'm saying, yeah? I mean, there's a lot. But you can't touch Michaela, okay? You have to be so careful.
Right. But it's not airborne. No, sorry, yeah. If it was, we'd all be dead.
She'll never get better, as far as we know.
My mom told me this story about her childhood. Her parents had this awful divorce, but her mom had a friend from work. Jose. She said he was the kindest man. And one day, she asked her mom why she didn't marry Jose. And her mom said because he was gay. Then she met his partner, Chivo, this architect who had buildings all over Mexico City. And over the years, she spent a lot of time with them. They were her second family. And one day, Jose went to the hospital and she found out he had HIV for 17 years. This was before the drugs they have now, right? Back when HIV meant you died of AIDS. And Jose was in the hospital for months, dying. And Chivo just lived there, right next to him the whole time. Watching them taught my mom what devotion really meant. What love looked like. Jose and Chivo, who lived for 17 years together with Jose, HIV positive, and Chivo never got it.
Thank you for sharing that story with me.
Good thinking to dig a pit for the fire.
Easier to bury the ashes.
Your dad teach you that?
Yeah, you know, we buried bodies together most weekends. I don't want to get good at this.
Me neither.
I could turn into Wayne.
What do you mean by that?
It's easier for me to kill someone than to not kill them. I mean, what do I do with that?
I don't know. I just killed a man who was walking away from me in peace.
In peace, Wayne.
That's all he said he wanted, to be left alone in peace.
You didn't believe him.
I didn't give him the chance to be right.
Oh, God.
Oh, that smell.
Careful, stay out of the smoke. His hand just fell out.
Oh, I see it. Where's that stick?
Here. There's something on the other side to... No, to the left. It might be a shoe, I don't... There.
Oh. So, there's a computer center. It's being set up at the refugee camp soon. I'm gonna go tomorrow and see if it's available.
Checking your E-Trade account?
I'm gonna reach out to Deandra.
My mom. Are you sure?
You don't want to see your mom?
I don't want to kill her.
We'll make sure you don't. Just like Lei has been fine, right? But... I mean, we need a long-term solution for you. Before we can think about medical help or anything, you need someplace safe that you can hide. The Navy knows about you, thanks to Wayne, so it's not safe here anymore.
Fuck. That motherfucker!
Shh, not so loud.
Then fucking damn it! What the fuck?
Michaela! Hey, wait, someone's coming. Just get on the other side of the...
It's us.
Lei?
You okay? What's with the shouting?
Just venting.
Brought you some breakfast at MRE's. You've been doing heavy work.
This isn't the kind of thing you should have to do alone, yeah?
I wish I could kill him again.
Is the smoke that easy to see?
No, not unless you're looking for it. Most of it's dissipated before it gets over the rise. This little valley was a good find.
You didn't see anyone else on your way over here?
No. We're alone.
The Lei stepped in a pile of bison poop.
Sorry, what?
I washed it off already.
And that's only the third most fucked up thing happening tonight.
Did you say anything? Over the body?
Like, go to fucking hell, you piece of shit?
Or a prayer?
You're not serious.
Hey, he's a person. He died.
He's a serial killer.
And we are people.
We can still be people even in the face of monsters.
If you guys want to say something, I won't stop you.
Oko aloha no. Ai ai kalani. Aoko iyo. Ehe mole lo hoi. No laila e kahaku.
What was that?
Queen Liliuokalani wrote it while she was under house arrest before they deposed her. It's a prayer for protection and peace and mercy in a time of sorrow. And it was all I could think of.
Beautiful, sister. Thank you. Now, I have couscous or oatmeal MREs. Are you guys hungry?
I'll take the couscous.
Couscous it is. I think that's a just add water one. Is that an offering?
Wayne hates couscous.
May he arrive in the next world on a mountain of stuff.
Wayne Sharp, may the afterlife shower you with a joyful abundance of couscous.
And only couscous for all eternity.
Amen.
You're telling me you're still unsure Briggs is on the island?
I see all the signs, but I don't see the man. And it's... it's stressing me out.
Do you need a minute?
Actually, what I need are shoes.
Shoes?
Look at these. They're falling off me. Boots, if you have them. What's that saying that an army can only go as far as it's got dry shoes?
I've never heard that one. What size do you take?
8.5.
Sergeant, can you step in here, please?
Yes, Admiral?
See if you can locate a pair of women's 8.5 for Miss Wallace here. And a pair or two of fresh socks. I believe a supply drop came in today.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I can see you need them. Now back to what I need.
And what do you need?
Good news. We could all use some good news right now, don't you think? And the best news for everyone, Miss Wallace, would be if Briggs were dead. That would be a great service to humanity, frankly. If someone managed to do that.
But you'd want him alive, wouldn't you? His blood is valuable. Captain Dover said they might be able to make a treatment for the virus out of it, right?
That was the hope when he was in custody. But Wayne on the loose, that could become...
an epidemic.
Precisely. And I will say one more thing in the interest of honesty. You died on the Chillingworth, Miss Wallace. No. Don't misunderstand me. It's not a threat. I'm saying, if something happened to Scott Briggs, it couldn't have been Cassandra Wallace who did it, because she blew up on the Chillingworth before he died. Far more important is how worried I have to be about a serial killer running around with the ultimate bioweapon. As you pointed out, my resources are stretched to the limit as it is. Please don't make me waste them chasing a ghost.
You don't need to waste those resources.
Are you sure?
I am.
Is this first-hand information, or did you hear it from someone else?
It's firsthand.
That is very good news. Do you have proof?
I don't think there's anything left.
Okay. Well, that's one significant step towards containment.
So, what will you do with all the sick people here? I mean, are you gonna contain everyone who's infected? Is that the way you guys handle that kind of threat?
Which sick people, Miss Wallace?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about the folks down at the marina who were showing symptoms.
There's no one showing symptoms anymore.
What do you mean?
I sent a detachment down yesterday to assess the marina encampment. They reported no one with symptoms. But on the way back, found a stack of dead bodies in an abandoned beach house.
What happened to them?
Someone shot them. Clean. In the head.
But that couldn't have been Wayne, could it?
You tell me. Because if not, we have another problem. Don't we?
Aftershock stars, Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, David Harbour as Wayne Sharp, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley, Janelle Parrish as Lelehua Masters, Russell Hornsby as Admiral Fortis, Joshua De Jesus as Julian Sandoval. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Story by Sarah Wayne Callies and Patrick Carman. Written and directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Story consulting, Tati Gabrielle. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Associate producer, Tati Gabrielle. iHeartMedia presents Aftershock, a Nomadic Engine production in association with Cardinal Productions and Workhouse Media. Visit us on the web at aftershockpodcast.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule release to learn more.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.